with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The rivalry between ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft is heating up.
The two ride-hailing companies are taking their rivalry to a new venue, this time for global investors, as Lyft and Uber seek a 2019 IPO.
Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger has the details. But first, some other top stories we're following. U.S. employers are having a tougher time filling retail and hospitality positions. Data from the Labor Department shows those jobs account for about a third of the more than 1 million new job openings in the past year. Experts say that could mean job seekers are looking for higher-paying work in other industries, as unemployment remains at an historic low. Democratic attorneys general now outnumber their Republican counterparts 27-23 after the midterm elections. And they're expected to ramp up legal challenges to the Trump administration's policies on health care, the environment, and immigration. Some Republicans say Democrats are using the courts to push forward an anti-Trump political agenda. Democrats counter that they're seeking to enforce the rule of law. Google says it's discovered a software bug that exposed the private profile information of 52 million users of its Google Plus social network to outside app developers. Google says it fixed the issue less than a week after it was discovered in early November, and that it hasn't found evidence the data was misused. It's the second time Google reported the exposure of private user data on the network this year. Google says it's now speeding up efforts to close the consumer version of Google Plus by April. Legal network Court TV is being relaunched more than 10 years after it went off the air. Katz Networks, a division of EW Scripps, says the relaunch will be in May. In addition to over-the-air and cable TV broadcasts, Katz says Court TV may also be available on digital platforms. CEO Jonathan Katz says the relaunch will include 24/7 trial coverage, plus analysis and commentary from legal experts. Still to come, how Uber and Lyft are preparing for IPOs next year. Ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft are planning to go public next year. Both have filed paperwork recently in preparation for their initial public offerings. Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger joins us now via Skype from San Francisco to talk about the battle between Uber and Lyft on the streets and for investors. Greg, the ride-hailing space is becoming more competitive. There are other companies besides Uber and Lyft, but would you say these two are leading the pack? And how much of a gap is there between them when it comes to ridership?
Well, that's certainly true in the United States, where the two of them compete fiercely. But abroad, actually, Uber faces a lot of competition, including from Didi, a very large Chinese company, and they're opening new markets in other areas around the world. But by some measure, Uber has a lead of about 70% to 30% over Lyft in certain markets. The split is a little different, but it's a significant advantage in terms of market share and just in consumer recognition.
Tell us about each company's fundraising efforts so far ahead of their planned IPOs next year.
There's a big gap there, too. Uber's raised about $20 billion in its 10-year history, whereas Lyft has raised about $5 billion. So that's still a lot of money, but $20 billion goes a long way, even in ride-hailing, where it's expensive to operate, it's expensive to keep riders and drivers happy with promotions.
Greg, Uber's had its share of scandals in the past year. What are the challenges for both companies, Uber and Lyft, as they prepare to go public next year?
Well, the biggest thing is convincing global investors that they are going to be a profitable company sometime soon. There's been no evidence of that yet. Uber, in fact, recently had a bond offering, and in those documents, they said that they didn't expect that they would be profitable by one measure for at least 3 years. So you're going to have to find investors who are patient, who are willing to wait for the profits to come in. If they ever do, ride-hailing has yet to demonstrate that it can be a profitable business on its own. That's why Uber is sort of pumping up some of its other divisions, including its prepared food delivery division called Uber Eats, which has proved surprisingly popular. It's still not profitable, but they say it's heading in the right direction.
Do you think we'll see other ride-hailing companies branch out in that way as Uber has with Uber Eats in an attempt to make more money?
It's reasonable to expect that they would. Didi, the company I mentioned before, is doing that in a big way. So is Grab, a company in Southeast Asia where Uber sold its operations to Grab. They do a lot of food delivery. one can expect that they'll all be looking at new ways to make money, new ways to use their app-based network to drum up new business. It may be food delivery, but it may be other kinds of delivery. It may be just a network carrying things around that need to get delivered. So there's going to be lots of creative ways to take advantage, and they hope to make some money.
What else do you think we'll see from ride-hailing companies in the coming year?
Well, I think we'll see them expand into some new markets, but largely what we'll see is sort of getting religion and how can we spend our money in a smart way? The access to capital has been so easy for so long that they really haven't had to think that creatively about how to spend it. Every dollar that went out, two could potentially come in. So now they'll have to think about how they give out these promotions to drivers to attract new business. They'll have to worry about the various ways this money goes out and be more smart about it.
And besides ride-hailing companies, 2019 is expected to be a busy year in general for IPOs.
Yeah, in particular in the tech sector, there are three big companies, unicorns, that you may have heard of: Slack, the sort of emailing collaboration tech company, as well as Airbnb and Palantir, the data mining company, all have seemed to have ambitions to go as soon as next year, 2019. So it could be a huge year. In fact, one of the bigger years for IPOs we've seen in tech, probably since the 2000.com boom. So yeah, you're right. It's going to be a big year and lots of money to be made.
Greg Bensinger joining us via Skype from San Francisco to talk about Uber and Lyft's plans to go public next year. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.